Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Pei Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, the seventh line, Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yudan, Kaputke, Bar Kami Rabbi Yosi, Taman at Amma, in Zoe Ilan Kuyim Zoyim, Hacha at Amma, Zoe Ilan Kuyim Zoyim. The Gemara asked, Rabbi Yudan, Kaputke asked Rabbi Yosi that there you said that tree seeds are not called Zoyim, but here you said that they are. Amale Taman Mia Takosov Eschain Dech when Adam Lyos Koyrin Zuya should say, from Hacha Riba Kosov Al Kozer Zorua Ashizor. Rabbi Yosi replied that there the Pasuk excluded that which people don't call sowing, but here the Pasuk included, as it says in Vayikra, Perek Yudalef Pasuk, Lamed Zayin upon any sowing seed which is sown. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Hamachape, B'chilayim, Leike. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says that one who covers Kilayim incurs lashes. Amle Rabbi Yochanan v'lav masnisihi kilayim b'kerem eich efsha kilayim al edei charisha loy b'mechape. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yanai that isn't it a Mishnah in Masechta Makos that teaches the one who plows kilayim in a vineyard incurs lashes? Why would plowing up kilayim be prohibited? He must be overturning the soil onto the seeds. V'havah Rabbi Yanai mekalef lei hazolem zav mekif v'goymer b'ni al yaluzu v'einecha ten chacham v'yichakim oid yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. Rabbi Yana then praised the wisdom of Rabbi Yochanan from the Psukim, Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Vav, those who let gold run from the purse, and in Mishlei Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, my son, don't let them depart from your eyes, and in Mishlei Perek Tes Pasuk Tes, give a wise man, and he will become yet wiser, and Mishlei Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey, let the wise man hear and increase learning. Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Basa kol elein kilusya, Yochel ana pata la kubikiva, Dubikiva ama hamakayim kilayim over below sasa, should say. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said that after all these praises I could answer, that the Mishnah there follows Rabbi Kiva, who said that one who allows kilayim to grow transgresses a negative commandment. Klum ama bikiva el elavoi shema lulkois, Vachel lulkois anon kaimen. And the Gemara rejects in saying Rabbi Kiva said that he transgresses but not that he incurs lashes. Void min hadad taninan shviyis islach meima shviyis debekiva, and a second proof is that the Mishnah there also spoke about lashes for transgressing shviyis. Since there's no prohibition of allowing shviyis produce to grow, it must be that covering is considered sowing. Patel shviyis debelaza amar loikin lachorisha b'shviyis, and the Gemara rejects this, that Mishnah could be following Rebelaza, the Amor Rebelaza, that there are lashes for ploughing in shviyis. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein loikin lachorisha b'shviyis, Rabbi Yochanan says there are no lashes for ploughing in shviyis. Ma'atam de Belaza, Veshovsa Oret Shabbos Lashem, Klau, Satra Lysas Sizra, Vekamach Lysismo, Prat, Hazer Vazeme, Bechlau Hayu Vlamayotsu, Lahakish Alehen, Vlaimelach, Ma Zera Vezama, Meuchad Chain Avoid of Oretz, Ove Ilan, Afkordavashu of the Baoretz Veilan. What's the Belaza's source? It's the Possek in Vayikra Pek, Hafe Possek Test, Possek Base, the land shall rest a Shabbos to Hashem. That's a general rule. And then Pasuk Dalet says, you shall not sow your field, nor shall you prune your vineyard, and those are the specifics. Sowing and pruning were part of the general case, so why were they specified? To compare to them and say that just as sowing and pruning are types of work that are done both to the land and to trees, so to all types of work done to the land and to trees. Ma'avid le'Rabbi Yochanan shnei dram hein, v'shnei dram yotzim in ha'klal, einan cholkin, I should say. How did Rabbi Yochanan learn this Pasuk? There are two specifics mentioned, and when two are mentioned, we don't say that it teaches about the entire general case. Does Rabbi Elazar not agree with this? And he answers, no, he does agree, but he says that instead we learn a klal upratu klal, which is a generalization followed by a specification, followed by a generalization, where one must include things that are similar to a specification. And the land shall rest is a generalization, you shall not plant, you shall not prune, those are specifications, and then a complete rest is a generalization. Does Rabbi Elazar not agree with this? Shnihi sheaklal ba'asei uprat loisasei ein asei melamed al loisasei vein loisasei melamed al asei. The answer is that since the generalization is written about a positive commandment and the specification is written about a negative commandment, one cannot learn from the other. However, Belaza reasons that even in that case, we do expound it.